They were just firing blank
cartridges.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about.
Mm-hmm.
What you call that?
Which I know that's a money to fool with much of guns or anything.
Really. Oh yeah, that's right. You're not a gun man. Well, I don't know if you ever had one of these when you were kids, but they have oftentimes for children a plank that they might lay over a trestle.
See
or something.
So.
Right.
See so.
And then there's another thing that they would have a plank anchored in the middle, and then it would revolve around
Flying
the
Jenny.
Yeah. And now, from a tree limb, you might have a rope, two ropes coming down.
Swing.
See. Yeah. Now, what would you carry coal in?
Coal bucket.
Mm-hmm. And what runs from a stove to the chimney?
The stove pipe.
What would be the difference between a flue and a stove pipe?
Well, a flue is made of brick.
Yeah.
And, of course, the pipe's metal.
Now, what would you call a little vehicle that you might carry heavy things in that just has one wheel and two handles? It's got a little wheel on the front, and then you push it by the two handles.
Oh, a wheel bar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, when you were sharpening a scythe or something like that, a scythe? Thing like you cut wheat with, cut weeds with? Okay, what would you use to sharpen a sickle?
A wet rock or grindstone.
What's the difference between a wet rock and a grindstone?
Well, the wet rock would, you hold it in your hand
mm-hmm.
to whet the thing, and the grindstone, the older ones, why you set up a straddle of them, treadle them like a bicycle.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you were taking your car to a garage or your truck to have it looked at, and they put it up on one of those
lift
things that goes up and down. Now, what might they have to do to lubricate it? Instead of oiling it, they'd have to...
Well, they'd grease it.
Right.
Change the oil.
Yeah. Now, if you were to get that greased all over your hands, you'd say your hands were...
Greasy.
Right. Okay, now inside the tire, you know, modern type tires, is the inner
tube.
Right. Now, if you just had built a boat or something like that, and you carried it down to the water and put it in there for the first time, you might say you were going to do what to the boat? First time you put
well,
a boat in the water, you...
You'd be trying it out.
Have you ever heard of launch? You ever
launch
heard
the
it?
Boat, launch. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what different kinds of boats would they have to use around here?
Well, of course, they have the canoe and then the flat bottom boat and the aluminum boat. And that's, you get about all around here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, I don't know if they still do this, but at one time, if a woman wanted to buy, say, some material to make curtains or something, and she wanted it to match something else she had in the house, she might take a little square of cloth with her to town. You'd call that little square.
A sample.
Yeah. Now, the kind of thing that a woman wears over her dress in the kitchen to keep it...
The apron.
Yeah. Now, if you want to sign your name in ink, you use a...
Ballpoint pen.
Yeah, and if you want to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use...
Safety pin.
Now, a long time ago, they had cups that were made out of metal. What kind of metal would that be?
Well, an aluminum cup.
Well, did you ever know of any other kind?
Well, paper cups. And
okay. Well, what about the, what cans are made out of?
Tin cans.
Right. And a dime is worth how many cents?
10 cents.
Now, when you would...